Blog Talk Radio.
I can't remember what we started out with here. Okay, I think we got a vocal phone coming under here. Not sure. Yep, okay. Well, anyway, we are live. We are going to have fun. Okay.
You think I'm an ignorant savage, and you've been to so many places, I guess it must be so. But still, I cannot see if the savage one is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or left the grinning of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Come run by hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what there were. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. How high does the more grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never.
Alrighty, let's see here. Let me get this word shut off. There, all right, good deal. Well, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild, everybody, today. And we've got Pamela Cummins, our musical psychic, on. And I got some surprising news for you, Pamela, in case you hadn't heard. Jethro called me yesterday. He was all excited. We want to thank all of our listeners and all of our followers and all the people who voted for us at that New York gate at AOL.com. Because what ended up happening was, it was apparently it's for something that's like a contest or event that's like allows us to be rated, and we are in their ratings book. Psyche's Gone Wild as a radio show rated number 2 on the world. So I was like going, cool, this is really neat.
Excellent.
Yeah. Psychic Jethro came in. He placed 55, 55th out of the top 100 psychics in the world, so he's in place 55. Aurora Rose, who's also on our show, plays 66. And you, Pamela, are 67. So you're in the top 100 psychics.
You're kidding. So you're kidding.
Yeah, I'm serious. You are in the top 100. So you are number 67 in the top 100.
Huh.
We've got Miss. Yeah, I was like, congratulations.
You know what? I didn't even, like, ask anyone to vote for me. Seriously.
I know.
I'm a little shy when it comes to that. You know, I'm like, you know what? Whoever's supposed to come to me, you know? So
there you go. Okay. Oh, and then we had a tie. We had Mystic Celeste and Sandra Green, who both have been on our shows, you know, in the past. They both got 86, and what was really surprising, I came in at 92nd. I'm like,
great, great. Well, okay.
I'm like you. It's like I had no idea either. It's like he stuck all of our names in. It's like, thank you, Jethro. So it's pretty cool. And then, so anyway, so yeah, kudos. And then, like I say, and that's because of our listeners, because everybody, you know, basically got, you know, one email, one vote. I mean, you know, you could vote for 25 shows and 25 of your favorite psychics, but you know, people just spontaneously wrote in. I was like going, thank you, everybody. It was really cool. Jethro is doing these, you know, I'll say holiday baskets. I'm not sure exactly if they're, you know, when they're going to start, if it's November, December, what it is. But he's gotten several people, you know, authors of different books to donate. He's gotten people with musical CDs to donate some of their CDs. And he's gotten people to donate, you know, times and readings and stuff. So he's doing like a basket a week giveaway drawing thing. And the way you can be put in for each of the, it's going to be weekly drawing. It's like he's still trying to figure out, you know, how he's going to announce it, you know, this and that and the other. We're trying to figure out a way to, you know, whoever is the winner of the basket that week, he's going to have their contact information, try to get them to call in on the show so we can say, you know, congratulations, you know, you are this week's winner. But what you do to enter the contest is really simple. You got three different ways there. You can email him at psychicjethro@aol.com and just say, hey, I'd like to be entered in the, you know, this week's, you know, basket drawing giveaway, whatever. You can email him as, you know, 100 times if you want to. You know, he did say, you know, just make sure you specify, you know, I'd like to be entered in the contest. So you can either do that through that email, or you can contact us at the www.psychicsgonewild.com at that page, and there's a contact page there, and put the same thing, say, you know, we'd like to be entered in the, you know, in the weekly basket giveaway. Or you can get a hold of him at www.jethrosmith.net. And the same thing, he's got a contact page there, and just say, you know, hey, I heard about this, and I would like to be entered into the, you know, weekly drawing for the basket of goodie stuff. So it's like when we figure out when he's going to be doing those, it's like, you know, send in your emails now and get qualified. And that's all you have to do is just say, hey, I'd like to be entered in the drawing, you know, thank you very much. And so we're doing some freebie giveaway stuff, so yeehaw. Let's see, we've got, oh, and for anybody who's listening in Colorado Springs, there's a really good offer there at the Citadel, it's at the Citadel Barnes & Noble bookstore. So if you know of anybody in Colorado who can do this, they have got one of his books, that Living in the Psychic Realm, and somehow or other Barnes & Noble managed to misfile it. It's supposed to be under New Age. They think it's filed in the self-help. So he said anybody that can go into the Barnes & Noble store in Colorado Springs, Colorado, find the book and buy it. He'll give you a 30-minute reading. So I'm free for finding and buying the book there. So if you know of anybody who wants a 30-minute reading, tell them to go find the book and buy it. There you go. Okay, and then Pamela, I'm going to have you give us your announcement and tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Sure. It's my website is www.pamelacummins.com. That's P-A-M-E-L-A. CUMMINS.com. A real easy way to find me is on Twitter. It's at the little @ Rev Pamela, or you can even just put Rev Pamela, and that's all together, REVPAMELA, and I come up, and my information's there. Phone number is 973-229-9704. On Pinterest, I am Rev Pamela C. And I got all kinds of cool pictures there. And I am also on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. And I just want to give a shout-out or, like, prayers and love. If everyone could send prayers and love to everyone on the East Coast who was affected by Hurricane Sandy. I was fortunate. I'm, like, real close to the beach in North Carolina now. And
wow.
I just had a tropical storm. You know, but where I used to live, You know, and I used to be worried about my sister down here. It's like I've traded places.
Wow.
Luckily, in Morris County, the majority of the people are just without electric, some fallen trees. But, you know, New York City, the shore, Jersey Shore,
right.
There are some places hit really hard.
Really hard.
Yeah, thankfully, there wasn't much loss of life. So that is, you know, things can be replaced. There were, I would say maybe tops 50 people, and considering the millions and millions of people, you know, God bless the 50 people, but they'll be okay. I was having a little bit of a heart attack yesterday, and psychically, honestly, I could not get anything because I was just too meshed in it. The one thing that my guide said was, everybody will be okay because they're eternal. And I'm like, yeah, but I, you know, I'd like to be able to call them up, you know. So.
Exactly. We like that. We like even the spirit on the other side will tell us. It's like, yes, but I want to talk to him in person, please.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to email them or hug them, you know. But you know, life does go on.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we will definitely do that. Put that out there to everybody today. It's like for those affected on the East Coast, keep us keep those people in prayer. And it's like that things go better and. Condolences to the families who have lost people, and thank God, you know, there wasn't a lot of loss of life, but definitely we'll put that in our prayer chains and keep that going. So thank you, Pamela, for doing that. Alrighty. Well, we have got a full queue today, and there's people chomping at the bit, I'm sure, waiting to talk to you, so we'll get started here.
Okay,
our first
great.
One, it looks like a Colorado number here, area code 720. You are on live with us.
Hello, this is
Hello.
Wendy.
Hi, Wendy, and how can I help you?
Well, it seems like I have a lot going on in my life, but I guess a focus. I mean, I feel like I'm launching some career changes with writing a small book to kind of get that started, but I guess I'd like to focus on a relationship and what you see coming in for that. I've been single, I think, by choice for many, many years, but for 15 years, and I feel like that a lot of things are coming in for me, including that. I'm just wondering what you're sensing around the relationship.
Okay. First of all, I'm just sensing, like, your career choice, everything. I feel like everything's going good. I feel a lot of happiness. It feels like you've surrendered and good things are pouring in. I don't know how else to say it. As far as a relationship, I heard a really old Jackson 5 song, We Got a Good Thing Going. You know, it's funny, that song came to me yesterday, and I haven't thought of that song in years, and here it is again today. And it feels like somebody good is going to come in long term. I want to say holiday season, you know, November, December, could be January, but I feel someone coming in. All right, and this is the way the vision I got was like you're walking along, and again, it feels like you're holiday shopping, okay? Yeah, I don't know if you buy holiday gifts, but that's, and somebody bumps into you, okay? And I mean, that could be symbolically, okay? But what that means to me is you're going about your own business and bump, you know, there's the love interest, okay? I'm getting, take it slow, you have a good head on your shoulders. It just feels like everything is going to manifest for you, okay? Not as fast as you want, okay? But you know, I'm just hearing good things are going to happen for you, okay?
I have recently had a gentleman that has reached out to me with and expressed some interest, but is just getting out of a relationship.
Yeah,
I feel more
holiday time.
Okay,
it feels festive. I'm not saying not to, you know, consider him, but It just feels more holiday time. That's when I see you, you know, meeting somebody who, it feels like a good connection. Again, I'm hearing we got a good thing going. Okay?
All right.
All right.
All right, very good. All right, thanks so much. I appreciate
All right.
it.
Thank you for calling. You too.
All righty. Thank you much there. Okay, our next person here is, and I'm not hearing Tweety Bird today here.
Don't worry. He was.
Yeah,
you should have heard him before. You should have heard my cats before. I'm glad they're sleeping. So.
So good. Area code 678, you are on with us here.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And who are you, please?
My name is Craig.
Craig or Greg?
Craig with C.
Okay.
Yes. My question is, I've been having a friend socially on a social network for about I say about since 2007. We've been real good friends off and off, but we never met. But I would like to know if I'm interested in wanting to extend my hand and try to see if I can establish it more than friend kind of thing with her. And I just want to know how do you see that going for me?
It feels good, but I'm getting to take it slow. Okay. She's scared about it. Okay. She's nervous. I want to say self-esteem. Okay. She's afraid you're not going to like the way she looks. Okay, and I don't feel like she's unattractive. I'm just, women could be real thin and we feel we're fat, where a man could be 300 pounds and he thinks he's gorgeous, okay? It's just we have different ways of thinking. I do feel going good, and I am getting that you need to meet, definitely, okay? But she's going to be nervous, okay? And I do feel that it could extend into more,
okay?
You know, there's a part of her that kind of likes it being the fantasy, if you can understand what I mean by that.
Yeah.
But I'm getting to go for it because it's definitely time. It's definitely time. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Oh, yeah, easy questions today. All righty. And our next one here is area code 917. Let's see, there we go. 917, you are on with us.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, good. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
I thought so. I thought that was a New York area code. Well, good, I'm glad you're okay. And what is your name, please?
My name is Hope.
Hope, and how can I help you today, Hope?
I'm wondering what you see with love for me coming up.
Okay. And, before you ask the question, and I'm sure you probably heard puns, but my guides were saying, have hope, okay? I do feel love coming, okay? They said February it feels strong, okay? That's where it feels strong. You've had issues with love in the past, or are you having issues with it now?
Both.
okay, because I know, like, I'm seeing, like, how the water was yesterday, very stormy and stuff like, and that's what I'm seeing, but for some reason, February feels good, okay? I'm getting it starts anew, and again, they're going with the image of the sea where it's really stormy, and in February, I just feel like all things are calm. So I'm not sure if it's, with the person currently you're with or if it's with somebody new, okay? But February feels like a good time. I'm getting, in the meantime, to focus on what you want, okay, and what's right for you, okay? I'm getting sometimes you accept too much, okay, and you tolerate too much, all right? So better, bigger and stronger boundaries is what I'm getting. I hope you understand what I'm talking about, okay? The other thing I'm hearing is, like, restraint of tongue, all right? They're just saying think before you speak, all right? And I feel that just means, I know sometimes when I'm upset, I say things that I truly don't want to say, okay? So, again, they're just saying think, all right? I'm just getting strong feelings February. It just feels anew, okay? And that's all I'm getting right now, so I hope that helps.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Of course, we always say, call back in and let us know how things go, because we do. We like to hear back from people and know what's happening in everybody's life and going on and the life and times of, so, all right. And we are on, let's see, Jethro has got steady times now. He has decided he's going to do the Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night shows, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then we're going to be back on Sundays. It's like he's assigning me to Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I'm going to say, I know Tuesday, Pamela's time is 2 p.m. Eastern, and it's like Mondays and Sundays are going to be our psychically wild times. And it's like, I have no idea what time we're doing shows on those 2 days. So we're going to find out. It's like, it's going to be call and find out to see what time we're on. Anyway, okay, 818, area code 818, you are on live with us.
Hi, this is Ebony. How are you?
Good, good. And how can I help you?
Yes, there is a gentleman that I have been seeing at this event that I go to, and we spoke briefly. His name is Raphael, and wanted to know what Spirit is telling you about this gentleman.
Okay, what I am getting is you are going to go on a date with him, okay? And I see him dressed up. I'm getting he smells good, like, you know, I'm not sure if it's cologne or whatever. And it feels like... It feels like it's going well. Quite honestly, I'm not necessarily getting this is the one, but I'm not getting he's not the one. What I'm seeing is you are being offered a box of chocolates, okay? And Raphael feels like the chocolate that is in the gold wrapper, okay? So that feels good, but I'm also feeling that you will have choices of someone else too, all right? So it's funny. Now I'm hearing the song Slow Ride, Take It Easy. Okay, so just slowly get to know him, okay? I do feel he's a good apple, okay? And, oh, God, I'm hearing the Rolling Stones song, Don't Mind the Take a Bite of the Big Apple, Don't Mind the Maggots, okay? So I don't feel like Raphael has maggots, but I do feel like he has some issues that you can't see within, you know, they're saying all that glitter isn't gold. So take your time because, again, I do feel you having choices. Okay?
Okay, wonderful, Pam. Let's keep to that.
But definitely a date. Definitely a date. I definitely see you, you know, going out on a date with him. Okay?
Thank you, darling. I was getting that intuitively with you. I want to confirm. You're great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, right.
Kelly, was that your dog?
Unfortunately, that was my dog. It's like, yes, that was my daughter's dog. It's like we had somebody, I guess, show up at our door, and she was being the doorbell alarm for us. I was like,
uh-huh.
Oh, great.
That's okay. They, you know what? Maybe she'll go today, and Birdie Bird will stay quiet. So.
Normally, we don't have people knocking at our door. That's what's really weird. All righty. All right. Well, thank you to 818 for calling in. And our next person here is area code 248. 248. You're on with us.
Hi, ladies. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. And what is your name?
Okay, my name is Erica.
Okay.
And I'm going to also ask a relationship type of question.
Sure.
I have a friend, and his name is Phil, and I'm just wondering what you pick up going on there or just what you see coming for me. And
okay, well, when I was just hearing your voice, what my guide said is you're very sweet and sometimes you're too sweet, okay? So be careful of people, you know, trying to take advantage of you. When you said Phil, quite honestly, I got a little funny feeling in my stomach, okay? I do feel he's attractive, okay? But it's really weird. I got a picture of, like, a witch, like a cartoon witch, almost like green skin with warts on it. So I do feel that, you know, he's got some stuff that you don't know about, okay? So I'm just feeling a caution there, okay? I feel somebody, I want to say cleaner, coming in. He's dressed kind of shortish hair. He's dressed in, like, a polo shirt, okay, and like, khakis. So he's not, you know, business, but he's not casual. He's in between, and he just feels a lot better, quite honestly. Okay? I do feel that there is an opportunity with it's Phil, correct? With Phil?
Correct.
Yes. I feel like there's an opportunity, but I'm still getting to be careful, be cautious, okay? I just feel that there's someone who's a better fit for you coming, okay?
Okay. All right? Are you getting any time frames on either or on anything?
honestly, the one that feels better fit, I'm feeling more like June. Now, before you say, oh, my God, okay, some people are like, oh, my God, that could be you're in a relationship. I don't know why June feels good. The other thing I'm getting, too, is it feels like you have some kind of project. I don't know if it's school, some kind of learning, some kind of teaching, something that you need to focus on more than men. Okay.
Oh, I know.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I'm getting. No, because right now that just feels like it's important that you get that done because, you know, quite honestly, a relationship can take your focus off of business or, or school or whatever. It's very easy to put your focus on a relationship. And that's why sometimes our angels will say, you can't have this yet. You need to finish this first. Okay? So, you know, whatever that important thing is, work on that. You know, the love will come. Okay, and they are saying you will get married. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's important. So I hope that helps.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Awesome, and let us know how that goes. Always like to know those. Do the follow-up. Okay, and our next person here is a 484 area code.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. And who's calling, please?
This is Antoinetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, great. And how can I help you?
Well, we were affected by that hurricane, and I have a whole tree that came down in my backyard. But, you know, that's besides the point. I would like to know, what do you see here as far as my relationship and love life here?
Okay, it feels like there's not much going on at the moment. Am I picking up that correctly?
I am in a dating relationship with somebody, but he's kind of...
Aggravating is what I'm getting. He's aggravating. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
He comes forward, and then he pulls away, and then he comes forward. So I don't know...
I'm getting to date others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually feeling you having an opportunity. It feels chilly, okay? It feels chilly, but I don't see snow or anything. It's like a winter jacket, but it's not freezing, okay, is how I'm getting it. And I see you out, okay? And I'm not really – I can't get it clear where you're at. It's nighttime, okay? And you're out and you're, you know, I'm not sure if it's a restaurant, an event or something, and I feel you meeting someone there, okay? So please keep your options open because that other guy just feels like he's aggravating and I'm hearing the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And I don't –
Oh, my goodness. Listen. That's funny that you said that. He has that song – on his Facebook page, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Okay.
And, you know, the thing about it is this guy, I've known him since I was a kid, and I'm starting to develop deeper feelings for him, and I don't know what he plans on doing.
And quite honestly, it's not you, okay?
I know, it's him.
Exactly, and because my guide said you're perfect, okay? And quite honestly, you'd be perfect for him, but he's just terrified. He's terrified, you know, because being in a relationship, you really, being intimate, and I'm not talking about sexual, because you can be sexual, quite honestly, with anybody, but being truly intimate is very scary, and it's even scarier for men, okay? And
right.
He's just not there. I just feel like he would just really aggravate you, and it's not worth the headache, okay?
So you don't see us going on another date or nothing?
That's up to you. Sure. But what I'm feeling is aggravation. You know, just because he doesn't want to commit doesn't mean he doesn't want to be with you. You know, he's playing that, you know, okay, a spiritual advisor of mine used to say, I love you, go away. And that's what he plays. Okay. And again, I'm hearing the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? You know, so it's really up to you. You can get involved with them.
I asked him if he wanted to get together this weekend, and his answer is, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. And you know, that right there kind of sums it up in a nutshell, and I'm seeing a squirrel eating a nut, okay? He's just going to cause aggravation, again, that you can have a relationship with them, but he, you know, he's not going, and they're saying it's kind of like sex, you know, and sex can be, you can just have sex and it can be okay, but when you're with somebody who you really love and you care about and there's a connection and they want to be in a relationship with you, the sex is making love, okay? And
mm-hmm.
that's what it feels like. You can have a relationship with this guy, but it's like you're in an unrelationship. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Okay.
Okay, you know, I remember I was dating this guy and we kept on saying we're in, you know, we knew we weren't right for each other. We both knew it. We were mature enough for that. And we kept on saying we were having an unrelationship because we knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. And of course it didn't, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we left on good terms because we both realized that, okay? And that's what it feels like you're going to have with them. It's a, your relationship, but it's an unrelationship. So, you know, it's free will. You need to say to yourself, do I really want that? And quite honestly, I felt like this feeling in my heart, you want more. You want more. You know, you want the warmth.
I know, but it's so hard to walk away from him because he's been hurt in the past and he just got out of a bad relationship 7 months ago.
Okay, but, you know.
And he caught the girl in bed with someone else. I mean,
right.
it's
And but the thing is, you're not, and this goes for all my callers because I feel like this is not just for you, okay? You're not responsible for what has happened to somebody else, nor are you there to save him. You are there to enhance your life and his life if he chooses to be enhanced. And right now, you know, he's hurting.
I know.
And, you know, hurt people will go and hurt people, even if they don't mean to, because I feel he's a very good soul. You know, I don't feel he's vicious. I don't feel like he intentionally hurts anyone. But because he is hurt, you know, and he has his own issues, you can't save him. Okay? So really,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can be in an unrelationship with him. It's your choice.
Okay.
Okay? So I hope that helps.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
All righty. Good deal. Wow. He has such good insights, Pamela. That's awesome.
So, you
all
know,
right.
lot, most of it comes from my guides, but quite honestly, some is from experience, you know.
Yeah.
I've been in unrelationships. I know what they feel like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, there's Birdie Bird. All righty. Our dog hushed up, and it's like Birdie Bird's coming on. Here we go. Okay, and our next person here is area code 780. 780, you're on live with us.
Hello.
Hello, and who's calling, please?
So Jay calling from Canada.
Oh, okay, great. And it's Jay, correct?
Yeah, J-A-Y, yeah.
Okay, and how can I help you, Jay?
Yeah, just wondering, I got fired from my job on October 11th. I'm just, recovering from a very bad working condition. And I just wondered, my question is that what I'll be putting on my resume to get another job, actually.
Well, I'm actually feeling you're getting a job in November, okay? But I'm also getting it would be a good idea if you thought about, you know, either subcontracting or, you know, even self-employment, okay? And to answer what you should put on your resume, I'm actually hearing the song Tell the Truth. It's an old Tina Turner and Ike and Tina Turner song, Tell the Truth. You know, you don't have to, you know, go into details, but I am getting to tell the truth. You know, and they're saying honesty is the best policy. And I can feel you feeling like, oh boy, I really shouldn't do this. But that's what my guides are saying. I can feel the pull in your stomach. You really don't want to do that. Okay? You know, so again, that is your choice, but I do see you working in November, okay? And I'm also getting that it really wasn't your fault, okay? I'm hearing off with his head, so it feels like there was somebody who kind of had it out for you. I hope that makes sense to you.
Well, it was my supervisor above me because it was a bullying incident.
Yeah.
Because I spoke up. They
right.
said, no, there's nothing wrong going on in there, and
right.
Even though he physically did some stuff, I mean, it's just not towards me, but just making that intimidation. It's like, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong.
Right, exactly, and that's why I'm still getting to tell the truth, okay? And I'm seeing you working in November, so that's good. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm sorry if I didn't say, you know, what you wanted me to say, but that's what they're telling me.
Yeah, I know what you're saying is that, I just came off another job a while back that was on for 7 months, or almost a year, actually. I got fired from that too. This one was totally different, but I've, yeah.
Yeah, and again, look at subcontracting and also working for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so I hope that helps, and thank you for calling.
You're very welcome. Thank you much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, and from Canada. Man, it's like, that's awesome. It's like, oh. All righty. And our next one here is area code 202. You are on with us. Area code 202. And sometimes people just listen, and it's like, I know we've had people, actually mute the calls and say, oh, we were taking a phone call. So it's like, so we will come back. We're going to put 202 back in queue, and we will come back to them. And while I'm thinking of it, it's like, I know a lot of times we don't mention this, but, that the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, either that or the movie, the DVD, it's like, there's a lot to be said for positive power, the power of positive thinking. There we go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just kind of really, thinking about, and especially in the economy and everything that's going on, like right now with people and jobs, because that's what we're hearing a lot about. And you know what's really surprising? Jethro and I were actually talking about this last night, is, for this being an election year, I haven't hardly heard anybody go, gee, can you predict what the outcome's going to be for the presidential elections? Like, nobody has touched that with a 10-foot pole. We haven't heard anything, remotely going on. I'm like going, wow. It's like, I think this is probably the first election in history. It's like the people haven't been calling the psychic lines and going, who's going to win?
And quite honestly, I'm not, I actually had some people ask me that. I am not getting what it is, I'm not. And as far as positive thinking, quite honestly, I think Hurricane Sandy could have been a lot worse, but there were so many people praying, that, and I know it's happened with, hurricanes, in North Carolina. I really, the prayer, positive thinking, it really does make a lot of change. It does. I mean, some things are destined. You can't. I'm always going to be 5'2". I'm never going to be 5'5", 5'7". Some things are destined. Hey, I like being 5'2", okay?
Eyes of blue. What the stuff? They wrote a song about you.
Yeah, actually, eyes of green. But
eyes of brown.
Yeah. Okay. But you're right. Like, the positive thinking, and
makes a big difference.
Yeah. It really does. And it just, if you have an attitude of gratitude and you're positive,
yes,
you're just going to attract so much more. It's like, you ever talk to like utility companies? Oh, they are so aggravating. Or even like, medical, if you got a medical bill. I mean, it's very frustrating, okay? If you go in.
I feel sorry for the people answering the phones. You realize that because the people that they hire are not the people who set the policy. Because, I've talked to people, it's like, you get to a point where you feel sorry for the people having to field those questions because they just kind of sit there. Eventually, they reach a point and say, well, I don't know, it's our policy. We don't make it, and it's like going, I'm sorry. Can you point me to the policymakers? I'd love to talk to them.
Exactly. But if you talk to them like people and with kindness, they're going to help you out. I mean, I had somebody give me a great deal on cable when they raised my prices. I was like, no, I'm not going to do this, And somebody helped me out because I talked to them nicely. If you're mean, it's the same thing. It's, going in with a positive, kind attitude always makes life so much better.
Okay, and we're going to get back to call lines here. We had a nudge from chat. It's like, it's like sometimes just take a little bit of a break. We like to talk here, and it's like, all righty, we're going to pick back up here. We got three more callers in queue. We've got area code 512. You are first here. 512.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave. And how can I help you?
Well, I got a couple questions for you. One is, I've been waiting for an extremely extremely long time for a monetary situation to change. And I'm wondering what kind of outlook you have on that.
Okay, I got two things. First of all, I heard the song "So Tired, Tired of Waiting for You." Okay, that's what I heard. Okay, but now
yeah.
It's funny. Now they're saying you are the sunshine of my life. Okay, my own, now it went from Stevie Wonder. Now I'm hearing you are my sunshine. I'm getting within three, and I'm not sure if that's 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months. But it's coming in. Okay, and my guides are so funny. They're like, "Thank you for being patient." Okay? All right, that's exactly. So that is coming in. And now I'm hearing the song any day now. All right? So I'm seeing peanut butter turning and jelly sandwiches turning into steak. Okay? That's how they're showing
it. Well, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, that's how they're showing it. That's pretty neat. And you had another question?
Well, that question really changes my whole life, and that's a beautiful answer you gave me, but I just haven't had a relationship in a long time. What do you feel about that?
Okay, all right. You know, I hate to say this, but I feel like they're putting you on hold for a reason. Okay, to get comfortable within, and I don't see, and that doesn't mean you might not go out on any dates or anything, but I don't feel anything really until like the summertime. And that's being reinforced by Janis Joplin singing "Summertime," okay? But now they're playing the song for, you know, every season, turn, there is a reason, okay? And
yeah.
I'm just getting, it's time to focus on you, okay? The other thing I'm getting, the person who you're supposed to be with is not ready yet, okay? You know?
Okay.
It just feels like it's predestined. And believe me, I know it's... I understand how frustrating it is, you know.
That's not as frustrating as the other situation.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something in regards to that. Could it possibly be somebody I've already been with?
Quite honestly, the person feels new, unless it's somebody who's completely changed themselves around. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, I mean, that can happen. Okay?
Yeah.
So, all right. So I hope that helps.
Well, yeah, that was very nice. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Alrighty, have an awesome one. Alright, and here we go. Our caller from chat, here we are. And 612, Carrie, you're on.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my phone call.
You bet.
I appreciate it. I would love to hear any insight you have for the next 6 months for me.
Okay, it's funny because as she was taking the call, I got the Tower card. Okay, and then I heard David Bowie singing "Changes." Okay, and the Tower card stands for sudden changes, but what that means is it's good things coming, and it feels like in a lot of different aspects of your life. Okay, and I know this sounds weird, but wherever you're living, I feel like you need to really clean it up and get rid of stuff that you don't need.
I'm doing
okay?
that right now. That's what I was doing while I was waiting for you guys.
Okay, that's
cool.
Funny. So I guess that means some kind of move, okay? Or, you know, you're moving, all right? Whether
wow.
that's physically or, you know, within yourself. Okay, I heard higher level, and then I heard, I love that song, Bring Me a Higher Love, okay? So it feels like you're going to a higher level, okay? And my guides are saying it's all good. It just feels like a lot of good stuff is coming. I feel like friendships, good positive friendships will intensify, but I feel some new friends coming in too. Are you single?
I'm not. I'm married.
Okay. All right. Then that must be because it just feels like intensified, okay? But I'm also feeling other relationships coming in, positive things. I want to say you reach in a higher spiritual level and a higher love, too. All right. I assume you're married to a man, okay?
I am.
All right. I just want to, you know,
yes,
I just want
to clarify.
You know, oh, yeah, because what I'm seeing, okay, because I was about to say your husband, I'm like, let me just clarify that. Your husband doesn't feel like he's on the exact same spiritual level as you are. You feel like you're a little higher, okay? And what I'm getting is to raise him up a little bit, okay? But with him, you know, I feel like he's spiritual, but he doesn't think he's spiritual, okay? Meaning, what I mean by that is, you know, he practices the spiritual law, being kind, a good person, honest, stuff like that,
yeah.
Okay? Without actually thinking, oh, this is spiritual, okay? It's kind of like my boyfriend, okay? But I just feel like you're kind of raising him up a little spiritually.
Well, he's
okay?
really starting to notice. I mean, I guess I have enough intuitive things happen to me that he's starting to, like, go, wow. I mean,
yeah.
like the other day he said, intuitively, what do you see? And I was, like, floored by the question because I don't think he's ever asked me that so directly.
Right. And it feels like, you know, slowly but surely, okay, I'm seeing a turtle that turns into, what is that, the road runner. Okay, I see him, like, it's going to start to accelerate. So just a lot of good things are coming for you, okay?
Yeah. And economically, do you see things improving, or are we still in a holding pattern?
No, that feels like, you know, that feels like, it's funny, they're singing the Rolling Stones song, You Got to Move, okay? So as you're moving and clearing things out, okay, more things will be coming to you, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so. Really helpful.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily see a physical move, or do you possibly see a physical move?
I'm not getting, quite honestly, I'm not getting if it's you or the physical move,
okay?
You know, I'm just getting be open to what the universe has for you.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you for hanging in there. Appreciate it. Okay. And last person for the moment in queue is area code 919. 919.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
This is April.
Hi, April. And for some reason, I'm getting you need to meditate, okay? But how can I help you?
Well, that's funny that you say that, because I've been feeling a pull to get in touch with that side and get more spiritual.
Okay.
I want to know what my, like, life's purpose is.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Because Birdie Bird's being really loud.
That's okay. My life's purpose.
Oh, your life's purpose. Okay.
Purpose, uh-huh.
Okay. I'm actually hearing spirituality and kindness. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, shower others in love. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I feel that you're here to help people. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Whatever your career is, it feels like... Now, that's funny, they're singing the song, Lend a Helping Hand, okay? That's exactly, and it's funny because they said it in a bunch of different songs, and I don't know exactly who the singers were, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't, you know, I'm not getting exactly, because it feels like it's tied in with your career, and I can't really pinpoint what your career is, okay? I don't feel like it's very mainstream, but I don't feel like it's unmainstreamed. I feel like it's in the middle. But I see you helping, I want to say, a few, and then hundreds, and then thousands. So you touch people in different ways, okay? Some of it,
how does
I don't...
intuitive counseling feel?
Well, that would be perfect, actually.
I've been toying with that, yeah.
Okay, the other thing I'm getting, too, is the written word, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm getting. So I don't know if you write or not, but it feels like that's... They're also saying this, not only the written word, but the speaking word, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. I don't see... Like, I you know, it's weird, because it felt like, no, it doesn't feel like medical, you know, because sometimes...
Uh-huh.
But it
uh-huh.
doesn't feel that way. It doesn't, but... The intuitive counseling, but quite honestly, I feel like it's going to go into more, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe like, you know, coaching or,
yeah.
you know, yeah, just different
yeah.
things. And again, I am getting, it's like the written word where, the written word or it's pictures or it's something, mm-hmm. you know, where a lot of people get the information. Again, a few, hundreds, huh. and then more is how I'm getting it, okay? There
huh.
is fun. Funny, I've gotten this before. I get this sometimes, and I love when I get it. It's
yeah.
follow the yellow brick road, okay? And the
okay.
yellow brick road to me, and now I'm seeing the ruby slippers, okay? And what the yellow brick road means to me is going on the path unknown. I mean, think about Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know, and
exactly.
even Toto, you know, she didn't know where she was going, okay? But in
trusting.
A sense,
uh-huh.
She came back home, but see, now they're so cute. They're saying home is where the heart is, okay? And
aww.
And it's true. Everybody has a different home, you know, and
sure.
You know, your home is again to serve a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You know.
Cool.
Yeah, so classes, whatever. And again, it feels small, you know, and they're saying be patient because it does take time for things to build. I'm seeing like a sandcastle and the waves come, knock the sandcastle over, so you have to move the sandcastle to another spot, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that could be knocked over. But, you know, sometimes it feels like, oh, we're building, but nothing's happening. But it is. It's just
mm-hmm.
going to another layer. And, you know, every opportunity is growth. The other thing they're telling me also, too, is
yeah.
learn as much as you can. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Life experiences
yep.
count, and, you know, and I understand that because when I first started this journey, you know, I was like, I want to do this, I wanted to do that, but there was so much more for me to learn, you know, and now I'm 50, and I'm like, there's still
mm-hmm.
so much more for me to learn.
Right.
But, you know, age
That's...
does bring wisdom, so learn as much as you can.
Yeah.
Okay?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
That feels really good.
Yeah, good.
And quick thing, is your last name Cummins?
Yes.
Mine is too.
Oh, that's so funny.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't come across too many Cumminses.
Yeah.
Without
and
a G, no less.
Yeah, oh yeah, everybody wants to put a
uh-huh.
G in there.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Well, we may be related somewhere down the line.
Well, actually, it was changed. You know, it used to be Kaminsky. But they changed that because, yeah. And before that,
mine
it was...
Mine used to be O'Cummins.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, they just,
uh-huh.
you know, they changed it when they came over to Ellis Island. It was actually Kromnicka or something like that.
Uh-huh.
They could pronounce it, and they made it Kaminsky. And then my dad and his brother, who's no longer alive, they changed it to Cummins, you know. So a lot of people
That's
think
really
I'm English.
Funny.
But I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
Wow, too funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your reading. It was just lovely and good validation.
Good, good. Yes.
Thank
and you. Continue following the Yellow Brick Road, okay?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Well, good luck on your journey, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Awesome, Blossom. Oh, let's see. And we're going to go back to area code 212 and see if they're with us yet here. 212, are you on with us yet? Hello? Area code 212. Or excuse me, 202. There we go.
I was going to say 212, I think, is New York. New York?
No.
I was like, wow.
Well, this is 202 business.
Okay.
Oh, we're still getting a blank. I'm not hearing anything there. So, yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with them. They might just have us, you know, like I said, we had that one time before with one of our kind of our regular callers, and she was in chat at the same time, and she finally came back in on the chat, and she goes, I'm in queue. It's like, but I took this call, and it's like, I put you guys on mute, and by the time I got to the back, I was like, I'm ready to talk now. I was like, okay, cool. So 202 is there, but they're not there. So they're just listening here. We have some questions on the back, so I'll just go ahead and announce that again real quick. Jessel is doing... I'll just say holiday baskets. It's like he wasn't specific when he was going to start. He, you know, start doing the actual drawings. I'm suspicious it's probably not going to be till November. He wants to give everybody a chance to make sure you have time to email him either at psychicjethro@aol.com or contact us through the www.psychicsgonewild.com. There's a contact page there, either that or through his www.jethrosmith.net. So there's three different ways to contact him. And just tell him in each one of those, you know, to say, hey, I'd really love to be entered into, you know, the weekly basket drawing, you know, whatever. And you can enter a lot more than once. And apparently he's gotten, you know, a couple of people who have entered about 100 times.
Wow.
You know, by all means, make sure, you know, you tell people to enter. It's like, you know, I'm like, all righty then. So, you know, and you don't just, you know, you really don't have to say anything other than, you know, like to be entered into the, you know, the weekly basket, you know, basket giveaway drawing. And we're never, you know, it's kind of like the Forrest Gump moment. It's like, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You know, you never know what you're going to get. So it's kind of like that with the baskets. We don't know exactly what's going to be in them. We've had authors, different authors donate their books. We've had different people with musical, you know, CDs donate those. We've had people
donate, you know, like free readings, you know, like 30 minutes, whatever, you know, at a shot, you know, to get a free reading with somebody. So we don't know what's going to be in each of the baskets. It's going to be like a surprise. So it's like, you know, but put in for those every week. He's going to be doing them for a series of weeks. I'm thinking probably starting in November sometime. He's going to try to announce the winners, you know, like every week or, you know, on the weekly shows and stuff, and try to, you know, email you, get a hold of you, something like that, to let you know who was the winners and stuff. Okay, now this is really interesting. Okay, we're gonna get back in here. 202 called in again, so we're gonna try this one here. Okay, see if we can get a hold of them this time. And this is okay. And now my button's not gonna work. Here we go. Okay, 202. We finally get you on, and you're calling from the same number. Same number from two. You're on our queue twice. I'm like, go on. How did you manage to call in twice? Because you're on with the other line, too. We couldn't hear you the first go around, but you're on now, so here we go.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm sorry. I think we've got bad connections because of the hurricane and everything, so I apologize about that.
Oh, yeah, oh golly. No, we're glad you're okay. Wow.
And yes. And what is your name?
My name's Daphne.
And how can I help you, Daphne?
I think like a lot of the callers asking about relationship, and I met someone recently, and I cannot stop thinking about him. And I'm wondering if maybe, and I don't normally get that attracted to people very often, and I'm wondering if maybe, hoping that maybe there's some kind of connection down the road.
I'm getting he's okay. I'm not getting if he is the one. Okay, but what I'm hearing is on and on, slipping and sliding, on and on. It's something that, God, I can't even, Gladys Knight used to sing, okay? And what that means to me is I do feel movement with him, you know, in the slipping and the sliding. Mm-hmm. You know, all relationships have their ups and downs, okay? So I feel like this is a wonderful opportunity, you know, to get to know him. And, you know, there's a strong possibility of a relationship. I see you walking down a path holding hands, okay? So, he feels really good, okay? And I'm also getting he is thinking about you, okay? I am hearing, you know, the song Slow Ride, Take It Easy. I'm also hearing a Grateful Dead song, and it's funny because I'm seeing the skeleton on, like, a motorcycle. And I'm hearing going down the road feeling bad, okay? And what that means to me is I feel like he can be a little independent, doing his own stuff, okay?
Sure.
And to allow that to happen. Because if you get jealous, if you get clingy, and, you know, women do. We do, you know. I know I do.
Yes.
You know, and you want to know, how come you haven't called me? And, you know, you text him. And, you know, give him his space. And go off and do your thing and try not to be like, oh, my God, how come I haven't heard from him? Because I'm getting, if you do that, you know, and it's weird because I'm seeing this old friend of mine who had a girlfriend who did that, and he really liked that. He appreciated that she gave him his space because it made him want to go back to her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm getting you need to do, okay? So when those feelings of insecurity, does he like me, doesn't he like, I'm getting he does like you, okay? But he also is very independent, and he wants a woman who will be with him but also not strangle him. Because I'm seeing, like, you know, women who, like, he felt like he was, like, in a noose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like they wanted to put him on a dog leash. And, you know, that's not who he is. He's got a little wild side to him.
I can definitely sense that.
And at the same time, he also has a conservative. I feel like he is also responsible. I don't see him like as, like, you know, this crazy bad boy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm also getting that there is a lot to learn. Are you going to settle down and marry him? I'm not getting a yes or no, okay?
Yeah.
But I am getting...
I am getting
to, you know, move forward with him, enjoy your time together. There's a lot to learn, and I feel a lot of good times too.
Good.
Okay.
So you do see reconnection down the road with
him. Yeah, I definitely do.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
All
Thanks,
right.
everyone.
And, Yeah, and stay safe, and I'm glad that you're able to call in. You know?
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you very much. Okay, well, we got our 60-second moment here. We have one caller left. We're going to give you about the last 30 seconds here with Pamela and see what she can get for you. Area code 925. You're our last one today. Maybe we got area code 925. Not sure. Okay. Well, I'll leave the line open then. Yes, you're on really quick. You got about 30 seconds left.
Oh, hi. I just, it is really quick. I just want to see if you see me getting a car soon.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Like how soon? Like
within a month, two tops. Okay. Real soon. You know, it just feels like they're saying any day. I'm hearing the song any day. Okay. So, yes.
Okay, great. I feel like they're stalling or something.
Yeah, but no, it feels like I get the tops would be 2 months, but it feels like way before then any day, okay? I know, be patient. All right? I know what it's like being without a car, okay? So be patient.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Kelly?
Yes.
Can I just say everybody real quick? I have a blog, Pamela Psychic Insights. I have a really cool dream series coming up and a lot of good, deals on it.
Excellent.
Yeah, check out my website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com, or, you know, at Rev Pamela. You know, you'll get my information and you'll be able to follow my blog. And if you're interested in, dreams and what they mean, you know, because that's
cool.
Something I love doing, please check that out.
Okay, I'm going to type this. I think we're kind of formally off air, but it's we still got chat room up here. So I'm going to see if I can get that posted in chat here. Okay, and it's Pamela Cummins at...
I'm sorry. It's
tell me how to find you. Pamela Cummins on the dream blog.
Oh, it's Pamela Psychic Insight. It's a WordPress blog. Okay.
Psychic Insight. Okay.
Or you can just go onto my website. I have a link for it too.
Okay. Here we go. I'm typing here. Okay. Pamela has a link. Okay, to a website on dreams. Okay. All righty.
I'm sorry, I didn't remember until now. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's all right. It's well, make sure we get that, and it's definitely make sure we announce that at the first next time.
yeah, it just, you know, well, there's so much on my mind with, you know, everybody up north stuff, so.
I am sure. Wow. Okay, so let me see if I got it. So if we just go to Pamela Psychic's Insight, and it's is it like you said, there's a link. We just go to your www.pamelacummins.com?
Yes, and there's a link for my blog, yes.
Awesome, okay. Yes, and Pamela is connected to the PGW site. Yes, she is. Okay, what's that? Come on here. Now I'm having. Say yes, she is. Yes, she is. All righty. Looks like you got a fan.
or somebody. I hate fan. I really do. Fan seems so ego to me. Somebody who's interested, you know. I won't say my fan page. I'm like my business page, you know.
Right.
I just, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, come on, I'm not Lady Gaga, for God's sakes, you know?
I've seen her. You're a lot prettier.
Thank you. Although, I think she kind of sings a little better than I do, you know? But
better,
I think I have better taste in clothing. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly. There you go. Oh, goodness. And yeah, so it's an hour already. It's like, yep, and zippity-zoppity-zoom. It's like, man, we got, exactly. We're going a little overtime here, but that's all right. So anyway, we'll see you again next week. It's like, and
okay.
it's going to be November next
week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It is so fast.
And happy Halloween.
Oh, God. Jeff has done a whole show on that on Wednesday night. It's like he decided to take that Wednesday night spot because I kind of went, yeah.
Well, you got the kids, you know?
I know. It's like it's one of those things where it's like, yes, I do. But, you know, it's like we kind of do those things like we're waiting for Hanukkah. we did Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Oh, golly. So, yeah, we follow a different holiday schedule, and a lot of people do. So we have holidays at all different kinds of it. Well, of course, what I tell the kids is, like, we have a holiday every week. It's called Shabbat.
There you go.
It's celebrated every week. What are you talking about?
That is true, you know. Well, it's kind of funny because today is Mischief Night, and in New Jersey, you know, Mischief Night. Oh, yeah, we used to, you know, my dad would actually go out and buy me shaving cream and toilet paper when I was a kid. Yeah. My parents said, fine, no eggs, go out, have fun. Because shaving cream, you know, and toilet paper, it's going to, you know, it's not going to do any harm. You know, it's easy, the environment, the rain's going to take it away. And you know in October, November, there's going to be rain or snow, you know, that will take it away.
Or wind. Hurricane wind.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Golly.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a lot of mischief. That is for sure. The hurricane. They didn't need Mischief Night, right? The hurricane did that. So
I was gonna say, it did it all for them. And I don't know if you saw some of those Facebook posts. It was really funny. It had I think it was somebody that posted. And, oh, that one is like Jan asked about that. She says, well, what about Amy? I was like, going, you know, Jethro didn't mention her. It's like, I'm sure she's on there, and Ryan too. It's like, we're missing a couple of our psychic people, and Dina Flanagan. It's like, we don't know what happened to them. They should have made the top 100 too. But anyway, yeah, it said hurricanes. Let's see. Oh, that's what it said. It says, if the dolphin hits the side of your house, do not go outside to see how the dolphin is. That's how hurricanes trick you into walking outside. And they're showing a picture of this guy hanging onto the post, being blown sideways. You can see that. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Right. And, there are all kinds of crazy posts. In fact, my timeline, because I have a lot of people, you know, I lived in New Jersey the majority of my life. My timeline, there's hardly anything on it because nobody.
Really?
So many people don't have power. Some people do, but, you know, so it's like, wow, there's like nothing on here. So.
That makes sense. And they're probably, you know, it's like, and one of the things I wonder is like, you know, when there's winds that strong, it's like, doesn't it blow down? You know, of course, I don't know, maybe they're getting away from the above line grounds and stuff, but doesn't it kind of like uproot like the telephone poles and stuff? It's like, I mean, isn't that why they're like burying cable and burying our phone lines and burying, you know, the electrical lines and stuff? It's like, because if they leave them above ground, it really takes everything out. It's like, have they kind of gotten to that point where they're putting stuff underground so it doesn't blow away?
Slowly but surely, but then they have to dig up the ground, and, you know, in the certain areas have, you know, concrete or, you know, the pavement and stuff. You know, and I know what it's like being without electricity. It's not fun, really, you know. But
I
remember it was the fourth day, you know, after the hurricane last year, and I was like, oh, come on, electric. I mean, even it started getting hot. My cat Merlin was getting cranky. Birdie Bird was really cranky because there was no music, you know. So.
Huge.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. You don't realize how much you depend upon electricity.
Electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and what's really funny, because we talked about this before, it's like a lot of my family's on the other side, you know, but it's like you look at my grandfather was born in 1880. My grandmother was born in 1888. And literally, they went from the days of horse and buggy to men walking on the moon. And it's like, you know, they started out in a day and time. It's like, I remember, you know, them talking about, they've gotten their house. Their house is like a walking museum. It's like, you know, well, here's our kerosene lamps, you know. It's like, and, you know, because my dad, he was going, yep, that's how we studied at night. It's like we put, the, you know, a couple of kerosene lamps on the table and did our schoolwork at night by kerosene lamp. I'm going, wow, my family's not that far removed from this. It's like we are so spoiled.
We're very spoiled, you know.
Have some candles, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and, you know, we are very fortunate in some ways. And then, you know, sometimes I feel like a slave to my computer, so, you know.
I know. Oh, golly.
Okay.
And my kids is like, all right, well, we're having... It's just you and me here, and it's like, I don't know if they're still recording, but anyway, if they are, well, somebody's going to get some after-talk show.
Alrighty, well, I am off for a walk, get some exercise so I feel good. You know, the sun was shining earlier, but it's gotten cloudy, but I'm going to get out there, you know, because I haven't gone for a walk in like 3 days. I need some walking
Ooh, wow.
exercise. Yeah, I've exercised. I try and exercise every day because I feel so much better when I do, and I sleep good. You know.
Oh yeah. Yep. Exactly. All that health related stuff. And one of these times, I've got to call you. I've got to call you back to actually, you know, kind of off air time. We've got the other show going over there. Would you like to do like a talk segment? It's like, you know, we kind of talked about that a little bit. Would you like, you know, is there like a time or two, you know, during the week, it's like that you'd like to just do like a talk, you know, not, you know, kind of like not do the readings, but just kind of like share your, you know, share the psychic, you know, the blogs, the dreams, you know, stuff like that. It's just like kind of a topic, you know, a topic day. So
sure.
I've kind of been trying to get that, you know, trying to get that together and whatnot. So it's like, yeah, well, okay, well, make sure I... What is a good time to call you? You know, I always feel so lulu because it's like, you know, I never...
You know what? Unfortunately, you know, unfortunately, I never know. Quite honestly, my day, you know, it's never the same. It's always different.
Yeah.
So,
yep,
you know, what I would just say is call me. Leave me a message on when it's a good time to call you. That's all.
Okay. Is that 4977? Is that the best number to call you on?
No, actually the 973-229-9704.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because I use the landline to call into the radio show because I did it once on my cell phone and I kept on getting cut off.
Beeped off or something. Yeah.
Beeped off. And you know, here I am, the guest. And luckily, nobody noticed because there was the guy leading the show was also giving readings. And I was like,
oh, thank God,
you know. I was so embarrassed, you know.
I know.
So, yeah.
Landlines have their uses. Yes, they do.
They do. They really do.
For sure. Okay, well, I will give you, that's where I'll leave that message in. Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll be getting back with you sometime this coming week here, and it's like kind of because as November's coming up, well, yeah, this is the 30th, isn't it? Oh my goodness, that's tomorrow. Oh man,
tomorrow's the 31st, and then tomorrow's Wednesday, so Thursday is the 1st.
It's the 1st. Oh my goodness, wow!
It comes quick.
Year has gone so fast. Oh, it does. Wow. Sign of advanced age. So I've been told. Anyway, all right. Well, we'll talk to you again real soon. So anyway.
Okay, great.
Have a good one.
You too.
Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You put